This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. As many as 1,000 homes may have been lost to the Marshall Fire that began burning yesterday in Boulder County. That is from officials who flew over the scene today. The heaviest damage was on the west side of the town of Superior and further west towards the town of Marshall. Homes also burned on the south side of Louisville, but in what Governor Jared Polis called a potential New Year's miracle, there are so far no reports of fatalities or missing people. And with snow already falling in Boulder County, officials say they don't expect much further damage from the fire today. Smoke remains heavy in the air around Boulder and Superior, where yesterday's fires ripped through neighborhoods, but active fire is not visible this morning. Boulder Sheriff Joe Pelley said high winds made the fire almost impossible to fight.
Our folks, the police officers, the deputy sheriffs, and the firefighters are essentially just running ahead of this, trying to get people out of the way. That's all you can do.
Governor Jared Polis is urging Coloradans to help those who've been hurt by the fires.
For those who are directly affected, know that you don't stand alone. The people of Colorado stand with you.
Tens of thousands of people had to evacuate from the fire zone and are still evacuated. 9-year-old Ava Jalaski spent the night at the First Bank Center in Broomfield after leaving her family's apartment.
I am very, very scared.
Yeah?
I'm scared because I have so many pictures of my great-grandma, and I left them all there. Why did I leave them? And I'm scared that the house is going to burn down, and then they'll have no place to go, and now everything's going to be ruined.
Governor Polis has declared a state of emergency to respond to the fire. This is CPR and KRCC. Thank you for joining us. If you would like more information, our news team is working round the clock to get you the latest. You can find that information at cpr.org.